Hi there, everyone. Welcome back. It's NBA time, and I'm Mike.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And we left our friends Jimmy and Lucas yesterday. They were going to watch a warm-up game they found on TV. It was a great basketball game at the beginning of the season, and being big fans.
I am a big fan.
As some of us are, right? It was a really great thing for them to watch on TV. Have you ever seen an NBA game live?
I have. I went to a Chicago Bulls game about 15 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Was Michael Jordan playing back then?
He was not.
Oh, too bad. Okay.
He had just retired.
Oh.
So it was very easy to get a ticket. When he was playing, it was impossible to get a ticket.
Sure, you'd have to wait for years, but...
But it's a great experience. Mm-hmm. The NBA is a global sport now with lots of fans everywhere in Asia, Europe, the Americas, and it's really catching on and becoming more popular every day.
Very cool. So if you get a chance to check out an NBA game, you should definitely do it. Were you amazed at how tall those guys looked in real life?
You know, I was so far away, they looked really small.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes I see them on like a talk show where they just sit down and, you know, answer questions.
And their legs are so long coming out of the table.
That's it. And also when they pick up their drink, you know, it looks like they're using like little children's toys. They're you know, the glass or the can of Coca-Cola looks like this big in their giant hands. I always am like, wow, very impressed. Anyway, so we're going to talk more about the NBA. So come right back with us.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Watching basketball on TV.
After the warm-up game.
It was a really exciting game. The San Antonio Spurs beat the Miami Heat by 2 points.
I would be more excited if they were my favorite teams.
Okay, so what team do you support?
I'm actually a Toronto Raptors fan, but they have not been performing very well recently. Let me guess, you're a Lakers fan, right?
Not exactly. My top team is the Houston Rockets.
They're pretty cool. Jeremy Lin plays for them.
Hopefully one day I'll learn to pass like him. He always has lots of assists. As a point guard, he does a great job.
You're quite knowledgeable about basketball. You should try out for our school team. We are recruiting new members now.
Thanks for the compliment, but I'm not athletic at all.
You can analyze the sport quite well. You would be a smart player.
I'm more of a spectator than a player. Maybe I should be the coach. What do you think?
No way. I don't think I could handle you being my boss.
Jimmy looks disappointed.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
After the warm-up game.
It was a really exciting game. The San Antonio Spurs beat the Miami Heat by 2 points.
I would be more excited if they were my favorite teams.
Okay, so what team do you support?
I'm actually a Toronto Raptors fan, but they have not been performing very well recently. Let me guess, you're a Lakers fan, right?
Not exactly. My top team is the Houston Rockets.
They're pretty cool. Jeremy Lin plays for them.
Hopefully one day I'll learn to pass like him. He always has lots of assists. As a point guard, he does a great job.
You're quite knowledgeable about basketball. You should try out for our school team. We're recruiting new members now.
Thanks for the compliment, but I'm not athletic at all.
You can analyze the sport quite well. You would be a smart player.
I'm more of a spectator than a player. Maybe I should be the coach. What do you think?
No way. I don't think I could handle you being my boss.
Jimmy looks disappointed.
Okay, so Jimmy and Lucas have been enjoying the game. It seems the game is over, right? Jimmy says it was a really exciting game. The San Antonio Spurs beat the Miami Heat by 2 points. Wow, that's a very close game.
Yes.
2 points between the teams.
Now, this was just a warm-up game. Mm-hmm. But these two teams actually played each other in the NBA Finals last year.
That's true, they did.
Which was the championships. Or earlier this year, I should say.
Wow.
And, of course, the Miami Heat won.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the famous players you might have seen during that for San Antonio is Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan, yes.
Tony Parker.
Tony Parker,
from
right.
From
France.
And Manu Ginobili from Argentina.
Oh, I thought he was from Italy.
I think he's from Argentina.
Okay, it sounds Italian, but...
And the Miami Heat have three famous players.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James.
Yeah, I don't know him.
Dwayne Wade.
Never heard of him.
Chris Bosh.
I don't know who that is.
Well, anyway, it was exciting.
Are they good? LeBron James? Who's this guy? I don't know. Oh, of course I've heard of him. It was a very close series, wasn't it? Some people thought that San Antonio could win, but it seemed that Miami was really...
Yeah.
When it really was important... They were able to win those close games.
There were some last-second shots that changed the outcome of the game.
Yeah, so just like the game that Jimmy and Lucas watched, whenever these teams play, it seems like it's always a great game. Okay, Lucas,
Lucas, he wasn't that excited.
Oh, no.
He said, I would be more excited if they were my favorite teams.
Okay.
I said my favorite team is the Chicago Bulls because...
Uh-huh.
I'm from Chicago.
Okay. And what if the Bulls were going to win a game, who would you like them to win against? Which team would you like the Bulls to beat? You know, like when New York and Boston play in baseball, it's a little more important than other games.
Well, I'd like to beat New York also.
Oh, everyone likes to beat New York.
Yeah, they have rivalries.
Yeah.
They have enemies all over the country.
That's right.
When it comes to sports.
Baseball, basketball, everyone hates New York. That's why in Hollywood movies, they always blow up New York. And
that's
stuff.
A good point.
That's true. All right. Well, Jimmy says, okay, so if these aren't your favorite teams, he asks Lucas, so what team do you support? If you support a team, that means you're a fan, that means you want this team to win. It might be your favorite team, or maybe you just don't like the other team. So who does Lucas like?
Well, Lucas says, I'm actually a Toronto Raptors fan.
Really?
Now, Toronto is in what country?
It's in Canada.
Wow. So that's the only NBA team in Canada,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they used to have the Vancouver Grizzlies, but they moved over to Memphis, I think, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Where they don't have grizzly bears. I went to Memphis. I looked for big grizzly bears. They don't have any.
But they have great barbecue, so maybe bears just want to eat the barbecue.
That's true.
Well, anyway, Lucas says, but they have not been performing very well recently. He's talking about his favorite team, the Raptors.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me guess. You're a Lakers fan, right?
Ah, okay. So he said they haven't been performing well, his team, his favorite team, the Raptors. If you perform, well, a lot of people might know this to talk about doing a show, right? You perform music or you perform a play. We can also use it to talk about how well someone is doing their job, all right? So if your boss says, wow, you've been performing really good, or if they use the noun form, your performance has been really good. They just mean you're doing well. You're doing a good job. So if a team is performing well, they might have won a lot of their most recent games. You know, sometimes in the beginning of the season, a team performs badly, and then they perform better. So we're just kind of talking about generally how well you're doing your job. Right?
All right, sure.
Right.
An example sentence for perform is, the piano player performed some of Ludwig van Beethoven's most famous symphonies.
And he performed them very well.
Yes.
Very good.
Good performance.
Good. That's how you clap when you watch NBA, too, right?
Right.
Very good.
So, is Jimmy a Lakers fan, as Lucas suggested?
Well, you might think so. Lakers do have a lot of fans, but Jimmy says not exactly. So he might like the Lakers a little bit, but they're not his favorite team. He says, my top team is the Houston Rockets. Ah, now we know the Houston Rockets, don't we?
Right. Houston is in Texas, mm-hmm. just like San Antonio is.
That's right, or Dallas as well.
It's a big state. It has, I guess, three NBA teams.
Wow, that's crazy. And Houston, of course, is well known for having Yao Ming a few years ago.
Right, and I think a famous Chinese player.
Now they have, what's that other guy's name? I forget. Do you know that guy's name?
Jeremy Lin.
That's the guy, Jeremy Lin.
Did you forget all about Linsanity?
No, I was just joking. Of course, yes, Jeremy Lin plays in Houston now. Now this will be his second year, right? Playing in Houston. So that's good. Luca says they're pretty cool and mentions, yeah, Jeremy Lin plays for them.
Yeah, when Jeremy Lin became very famous playing for New York,
yes.
he got a lot of fans everywhere.
That's right.
And so now he's moved to Houston,
mm-hmm.
and I think he's helped Houston become a more popular team.
Oh, great. So is he playing okay down there in Houston?
Yeah, he played well, but he had to stop his season early because he injured his leg.
Oh, he always has some problems with his leg, doesn't he, that Jeremy?
Yeah, but I think he's back now, and he should be playing well.
He should eat more tofu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would help. All right. Jimmy says, hopefully one day I'll learn to pass like him. He always has lots of assists. As a point guard, he does a great job. That's true. Jeremy Lin is a point guard, as Michael Jordan was. And, well, of course, they always want to score baskets. But for them, passing is just as important. That's when you give the ball to another player, maybe someone bigger or closer to the net, and they can score. So it's not quite the big star position, but you can still be very famous for being a good passer, like Steve Nash, right?
Right. He gets a lot of assists.
That's an assist.
An assist is when you pass it to somebody, and then they score.
So if I score,
you get 2 points,
mm-hmm.
and I get one
assist. That's nice. Oh, good.
Yeah, so people know I'm a good teammate. I'm good at passing.
Yeah, I always like the people who pass, because, you know, they're not selfish. They're sharing with other people.
You know, I'm the same way. I'm not very tall or strong or fast or good at shooting.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I can pass to my teammate who's better than me.
You have to have a good eye and be able to sort of know what's going to happen in the game in a few seconds.
Right. And passing is the point guard's job.
Okay.
On a basketball team, there are typically five positions. A point guard, a shooting guard, they shoot a lot.
Okay.
A small forward, but they're pretty big. A power forward, they're strong. Mm-hmm. And the center. The center is the really big person who stands in the center, in the middle of the court, near the basket.
Interesting. Well, after all that, I would say what Lucas is going to say, you're quite knowledgeable about basketball.
But he's talking about Jimmy,
that's
right?
That's true.
Not me.
I'm talking about you, though.
Okay.
Knowledgeable means you know a lot. You have a lot of knowledge about something. So if you've studied something in university, you know, a doctor would be knowledgeable about the human body. A professor would be knowledgeable about whatever they teach. They've studied, they've learned. They know a lot, so if you need to know something, you talk to someone who's knowledgeable. Lucas says to Jimmy, you should try out for our school team, right? He obviously knows basketball very well. We're recruiting new members right now. There you go. So knowledgeable and maybe also good. We should mention our example sentence for knowledgeable. Dan is very knowledgeable about baseball. So if you want to know about baseball, talk to Dan. If you want to know about basketball, talk to this guy. Or Jimmy.
Right. Or
Jimmy.
Or me. I'll answer your questions.
Or, yeah, there you go.
Now, we saw this phrase, try out.
Oh, yeah, try out.
As in try out for the basketball team.
Right, yeah.
To try out is to show your ability to a team or even a musical group so that they will choose you to join their team or band.
Okay, yeah.
So in a high school, usually there can only be about 10 or 15 players on the basketball team.
It's pretty small.
But what if 100 boys or girls want to join the team? They have to try out, show the coach what they can do, play defense, shoot, pass the ball. And then the coach will choose the best players.
Oh, okay. So, for example, many people would love to try out for the New York Yankees, right?
Definitely.
They're a famous team, and a lot of people say, I could play baseball. So I don't know if the Yankees ever have tryouts, because they'd have millions of people there. But, of course, if you want to join a team, as we learned, yeah, you generally have to try out. Well, Jimmy says, thanks for the compliment, right? A compliment is when someone says something nice about you.
Your hair looks very
cool today, right? Well, thank you for the compliment. Thank you very much. I spent 3 hours doing it. But yeah, it was a nice compliment also for Lucas to say, you know, you're knowledgeable about basketball. But Jimmy says, I'm not sure. He says, I'm not athletic at all. Okay, if you're athletic, it means you're good at sports. An athlete is someone who does sports, and an athletic person will be good at sports. Maybe you're in good shape, you're strong, you're tall, you're not fat, or also just you're really skilled and talented at a certain sport. Both of those together would make you a star.
Right, and when you say not at all, it means not even one tiny little bit. So I saw a movie last night. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. It was not good at all. There was nothing good about it.
Really? Okay? It sounds like a very bad movie.
Right.
Shortcut for you.
Oh, can you pick this box up and put it on the table, please?
Of course, Lois.
Wow, Clark, you're so strong. How could you lift such a heavy thing? Are you Superman?
Not at all.
How can you not be all Superman? You're either Superman or you're not.
Not at all means absolutely not. Or certainly not.
Not at all means 一点也不. So, you're telling me you're not my Man of Steel?
Not at all. I'm no superhero.
Aren't you wearing a red cape under your clothes?
Cape? Not at all. It's my bath towel. I must have forgotten to take it off my shoulders before getting dressed.
All right, Lucas tells Jimmy, you can analyze the sport quite well. You would be a smart player because to analyze something is to look at it carefully and try to understand it as much as possible. This is what doctors do when you tell them your problems. Then they try to figure out that problem, think about it, and give you exactly the right medicine to fix your problem.
Interesting. Okay. Well, Jimmy says, I'm more of a spectator than a player.
So he just wants to watch. That's what a spectator does.
Exactly. If you're watching at home on TV or if you're actually there at the game, you're watching. You're not playing. You're watching, so you're a spectator. But then Jimmy has an interesting idea. He says, maybe I should be the coach. What do you think? Yeah, so not a player, but a coach who's also very important.
And the coach is the leader of a team. They organize everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Probably the most famous coach, Phil Jackson, was the coach of the L.A. Lakers and the Chicago Bulls.
So he kind of, he's like the, I always think of him kind of like the teacher, right? He kind of controls the team and says, okay, you're going to do this. When he goes here, you go there. They help the players become better at what they do and help the team win more games. Lucas says, no way. I don't think I could handle you being my boss. Because, yes, the coach is kind of the boss, the manager, the Lauban of the team, if you want. So Lucas is like, wait, you're my friend. But if you're my coach, you're going to say, Lucas, run faster. Lucas, you're terrible. Sit down. Stop playing. You know, and that might be difficult if it's your good friend.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to listen to my friend tell me what to do when I just play basketball.
Interesting. Maybe Jimmy can be the coach for the girls' team. There you go.
That's a good idea. All right, well, let's go to wrap up now.
For You Chat.
Okay, here's our chat question. It's about coaches. Why do sports teams, especially professional teams like the Lakers or the Yankees, why do they need a coach? I mean, these guys have been playing baseball, basketball for years. They're paid millions of dollars. Why do they need someone to teach them how to be a better player.
Well, if I were a basketball player, a professional basketball player, I would be focused on what I'm doing the whole time.
Okay.
And you would be too if you were my teammate.
I see.
So we need another person to organize our team, how we play together.
Okay.
So if I'm good at passing and you're good at shooting, the coach would tell me to pass it to you.
Oh, because sometimes the player who's good at passing might say, but I want to shoot. But that's not good for the team.
Right.
So the coach is there.
What's another thing a coach could do to help a team?
Interesting. Well, I know we talked about Phil Jackson. He was famous for not being such a, okay, you go here and pass the ball to Michael Jordan. He was good at sort of controlling the players because these guys all think they're the best. They make millions of dollars. So sometimes, you know, their heads can get a little big. And Phil Jackson would kind of say, okay, all right, you're all very good, but this is a team. You be quiet, stop talking, you know. He was kind of controlling them so they didn't end up fighting and then, of course, losing games because they all hate each other. So he was more like a dad than a coach.
Right. So coaches are definitely important to any team.
Mm.
And that brings us to the end of our lesson. Thank you for joining us. Discuss this question with yourselves. Why are coaches so important in sports?
Watching basketball on TV.
After the warm-up game.
It was a really exciting game. The San Antonio Spurs beat the Miami Heat by 2 points.
I would be more excited if they were my favorite teams.
Okay, so what team do you support?
I'm actually a Toronto Raptors fan. But they have not been performing very well recently. Let me guess, you're a Lakers fan, right?
Not exactly. My top team is the Houston Rockets.
They're pretty cool. Jeremy Lin plays for them.
Hopefully one day I'll learn to pass like him. He always has lots of assists. As a point guard, he does a great job.
You're quite knowledgeable about basketball. You should try out for our school team. We're recruiting new members now.
Thanks for the compliment, but I'm not athletic at all.
You can analyze the sport quite well. You would be a smart player.
I'm more of a spectator than a player. Maybe I should be the coach. What do you think?
No way. I don't think I could handle you being my boss.
Jimmy looks disappointed.
Vocabulary review. Perform. The actors performed their most popular dramas for the audience.
Hopefully. Hopefully, we can find a place to sit at the fancy restaurant.
Knowledgeable. Our science professor is so knowledgeable that he knows almost everything about the subject. Try out. She likes excitement and wants to try out for the school's skiing team. Coach. The soccer coach taught his team to work together to win more games.